Good evening. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We are Gallatin Valley Community Radio, 95.9 FM. Or maybe you're watching this if you've taken the leap into the video age on the Loken Productions YouTube channel. It's time for the KGVM Musician Spotlight, and we've got the Drew Dvorak Band in the studio with us tonight.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Knows what a runner would be. Still by
So you guys are joining us from the sunny southern climes of Colorado, is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Based out of, is it Evergreen?
I'm out of Evergreen, and then these two guys, Cal and Hayden, are out of Denver.
Correct!
My Colorado geography is room for improvement. Where's Evergreen in relation to Denver?
It's about 30, 40 minutes straight west. So just kind of up the foothills a little bit, and it's a pretty nice, cool little mountain town.
Yeah. Looked like you guys have been doing some winter touring, huh?
Yeah, we did about a 30-show tour this last summer, and we probably did about 20 more this winter. Bouncing around a lot of the ski towns this last winter has been a blast. Just came up here. This is our fourth show this last week here in Montana, and it's been a really good run.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think you guys were just at the filling station last night.
We were, yeah, and that was a really good time. We played at the Hoff on Thursday, which for a Thursday was really a blast.
Yeah.
Iowa Lounge in Livingston on Friday, then last night at the filling station. And we had a bunch of great local bands play with us at the filling station. Logan and the Light Blue, Steven Steffen, Shaky Hanks, and then one of our good friends, Leia Sky, also opened up, and it was a really good night of tunes.
Awesome.
I'm really just impressed with the turnout of like all the bands, because we just kind of asked around and they showed up almost out of nowhere on a whim. It's just been really humbling to see all the support through all of this.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's nice that I think the music community here tends to be pretty tight knit, and everybody shows up for everybody else's shows, and maybe not super hung up on what genre they go to or anything. So. And I think the bands are like pretty willing to do that too, to jump on bills with other people. So
yeah, definitely.
So kind of heading her back south after this, get back home.
Yeah, we're actually heading home tonight.
Yeah,
and so we got a little bit of a drive later, but we definitely am pumped to be here, and I definitely wanted to do this.
That's awesome. It's so then will you be kind of chilling for a while before you hit the road again this summer? Or?
Yeah, we got a couple shows here and there coming up, but we're kind of probably going to slow it down a little bit and then hit it pretty hard again in the summer.
Yeah.
We'll be back out in this area end of July, early August, which we're really looking forward to.
Cool. Yeah, it's I guess right now the winter's not terrible, and I don't know how it's been out there on the roads this winter, but we had some snow this year for a change, so it's been kind of nice. But I'm sure that on top of all of the other trials and tribulations of a touring band, throwing winter in the mix probably makes things even more interesting.
Yeah, definitely. We got a nice truck, which gets us through some of the snow, but yeah, there's definitely been a couple times where it's pretty snowy, maybe not the biggest turnout or something, and it's just part of the game.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I wonder if you guys maybe want to play some two or three or four songs, and we'll chat a little more.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so we don't write in the studio, but we write in rehearsal, and this one we wrote in rehearsal because this man has been practicing the mouth harp quite well. He's actually better than me, which is to say, like, way better. I don't play at all.
Mouth harp. Thank you.
walking right out that door. Told her I gave her all I had to give. So don't you come running back for me on one. one-way ticket, 'cause I ain't never coming home again. Thank you. got my mind and it's playing tricks on me. My eyes are wide open and I don't believe what I see. The floors are crashing down, the walls are caving in. Got my mind and it's playing tricks on me. You can look back in your mind, I like what you see. Hey, you can say all you want, it won't bother me. Cause I got my mind made up, there ain't nothing stopping me.
What do you call an elephant mixed with a rhino?
What?
Elefano.
But who? right. I want to remind people that you are tuned to KGVM Bozeman, Gallatin Valley Community Radio, 95.9 FM, KGVM.org online, or maybe you're watching on the Loken Productions YouTube channel. If you're enjoying this, and I mean, I hope you are, there's a like button down there at the bottom of that page. You could punch that, and there's a subscribe button if you'd like to find out about more shows like this that might be coming up on the YouTube channel. You can punch that subscribe button. If you've got an idea about somebody else that you'd like to see on the show, you can leave a name in the comment section. And it's been a while since I've done one of these with Pat, so I lost my brain and my manners. I didn't ask you guys maybe to introduce yourselves last when we started out.
Right on.
Right. So I'm Kal-El Vigil, or Cal. I play bass, and I sing whenever he lets me.
My name is Hayden. I play the drums. Yep.
And my name's Drew Dvorak, and we've been a band for about 2 years or so now, and really ramping up the touring last year or so, and come from the Denver area, as kind of we were saying earlier.
Yeah. I was kind of wondering, it used to be around here that the blues were pretty well represented, but that's the last few years that's not been the case as much here, and I think interest in like listeners listening to the blues has been kind of down a little bit. Do you see that in Colorado or other places that you're traveling?
I would say a little bit. I grew up in Chicago, so obviously kind of where I was growing up, there was a lot of blues presence. I would say in Colorado, bluegrass has really kind of taken over lately.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's definitely a lot of similarities between bluegrass and blues in terms of song structures. But, I would say that, like, the actual, like, true blues, like kind of like the old school blues, it's definitely been slimmer pickings, you know, fewer far in between bands that are doing that, and we love it. It definitely was a big part of my life growing up, and we still try and keep the blues alive a little bit.
Yeah, I loved that first song you did in that set, that Red House intro that kind of slid into your own thing.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, we wrote that song live at one of our shows, actually. Hayden was trying to play the harmonica more and more, and so we just had him pick a key, and he was playing in G, so we played our blues in D. And just kind of came up with the lyrics on the spot. And then nice. We had a show the next day, and we're like, we got to play that again. You remember what you said? And, we kind of just wrote the song that way.
Nice. And you guys have got a brand new album pretty hot off the presses?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, just this last month, February 13th, we released our first album. And it's called Let the Wind Blow. It's an 8-song LP. And we're really proud of it. We recorded it at the University of Denver studio. Mm-hmm. Our good friend Leith McLeod, he produced it, mixed and mastered it for us, and he did a great job. We got it printed on vinyl, and we're really thrilled about it. And we actually, there's a couple in the Cactus Record Store.
Oh, nice.
So if you're looking for one, they got a couple over there.
That was a very good conversation.
Yeah, ran into somebody and got some in there.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, it's it's amazing to me that the kind of the resurgence of vinyl and how fast it happened and how strong it seems to be going. So,
yeah, I know. And like, there's so many people I feel like they got rid of all their vinyl and now they're kicking themselves. And
yeah.
Same thing's probably going to happen with CDs eventually and cassettes as well.
Oh, yeah. Like, in an age where everything's becoming increasingly digital, the physical medium, it's for those select few who actually kind of partake in it, it's a big thing. It's a lot of people like to have the books in their hands. A lot of people like to see the foldouts. Because that was the cool thing. You got to see the artwork. You got to see everything. And I feel like that's starting to become more of a thing, especially since collector's editions of older bands are popping up now.
Yeah, yeah. That's a whole new generation kind of getting a chance to. And I think, you know, it was interesting to me that the difference between vinyl and CD. You know, they're both physical media and you're still holding it. But maybe it's just because I'm old as hell. But there's something different and I think better about vinyl, you know, getting it out and you interact with it more. It just feels more real.
Totally. Yeah. And I think, at least from my perspective, like when you listen to like a digital track, you kind of hear like all the different tracks, like individually as they are. And with vinyl, it's almost like each instrument kind of blends a little bit together.
Yeah.
It's almost like you got like different color sand for each like track, and it's like shaken up a little bit with vinyl, so like there's different colors kind of blended in. I think it's just a more full kind of cohesive band sound with vinyl.
Yeah.
And that's something that really appeals to me.
Yeah, especially with like older media, it's kind of like the idea of older TVs too. Things look better on older TVs. Like kids getting into like CRTs and whatever.
Yeah. Well, cool. I wonder if you guys want to play a few more.
Yeah, we would love to.
Awesome.
We would love to. Let's do it. Let's do Highly Drew. Boom. Okay.
We don't write anything for our guitar changes. Part of me thinks that we should be writing some sort of jams, but the other part of me feels like we should be accepting the audience into this transitionary period.
The audience has been accepted.
One vibe to another.
Yeah, we've got like 18 minutes, so you can jam out.
We got time.
You got all kinds of time. Man, that's a pretty guitar.
Oh, thank you.
I remember the first time he brought that to practice. That is probably my favorite guitar of his. But there's one specific venue. He's a good friend of ours, but he hates that guitar. He hates that guitar because I think there's too many mids for him to try and get out. But I still like it. I still like it.
It's good to keep the sound man on his toes, right, Pat?
We got you.
Let's do Sometimes I Feel.
You feel that's right?
Sometimes I feel I'm all alone, but I like it all quiet when I come home. Sometimes I feel I don't belong, but it gives me time to write these songs. Sometimes I feel I need something. Sometimes I feel I'm afraid of love, running from the ones I think the world is. Sometimes I feel I need something. You feel it too. feel I'm on the burn. Can't be slowed down by anyone. Sometimes I feel I need something. Thank you.
Yeah. You got time for another one if you got.
Sweet.
Those two are running through my mind. We haven't done that one all weekend.
No, we haven't run through it the whole time.
All right. Like it. All right. Let's keep it tasty,
keep it light, watch the changes. Keep it tasty,
keep it light,
watch the changes.
All right, ready?
Gotta keep it tasty, keep it light.
Okay.
I hate
thank you.
acting like it's all mine. Where was your doing to me to be a crime? But I still would drop it off on your coordination. You got me higher than a Rocky Mountain pine. My days are filled with rain and I need your sunshine. But in the meantime, well, I'm just gonna
through my mind.
keep it tasty, keep it light, and watch the changes. That seems like just pretty good life advice right
there. That's right.
I want to thank you guys very much for coming in to do the show tonight.
Thank you so much for having us, man. This really was a highlight of our trip to come in here and record this, and we appreciate you having us out.
Awesome.
And for doing something so cool for the community. There's not really much like this in the Denver scene, and definitely isn't something like this in the Billings scene, if you know what I mean.
This is an open call out to the Billings scene.
I want to thank you guys, and have a good trip back home, and keep it tuned right here to KGVM. We'll be doing these a little more often here, so keep an eye out for what we've got coming next.
Cool. All right, thanks.